第九篇，全面合作。口译实践，将下文口译成英语。我们双方已一致同意建立面向21世纪的睦邻互信伙伴关系。为了实现这个目标，我愿在这里提出以下几点意见。
Our two sides have agreed to establish a good neighborly partnership of mutual trust oriented towards the 21st century. To reach this goal, I would like to offer my observations as follows.
充分运用已经确立的全面对话合作机制，拓展双方在各个领域、各个层次、各个渠道的交流与合作，加强双方领导人和各界人士之间的交往，增进信任，扩大共识，加强友谊。
We should make the best use of the existing mechanism of all-round dialogue and cooperation to broaden our exchanges and cooperation in all areas, at all levels, and through all channels, and strengthen the exchanges and contacts between leaders and peoples from all walks of life of our two sides to enhance our mutual trust, expand common ground, and promote friendship.
本着优势互补、互利互惠的原则，把双方经贸科技合作摆到重要地位，加强在资源、技术、市场、金融、信息、人力资源开发以及投资等领域的合作，以利于相互促进共同发展。
We should give priority to our economic relations and trade, scientific and technological cooperation between our two sides in accordance with the principle of drawing on each other's comparative advantages and mutual benefit.And reinforce the cooperation in the areas of resources, technology, marketing, banking, information, human resources development, and investment to promote common progress.
在一些重大的地区和国际问题上，在联合国、亚太经合组织、亚欧会议以及东盟地区论坛中，加强双方的相互对话、相互协调、相互支持。共同维护发展中国家的正当权益，促进发展中国家公正、平等、不受歧视地参与国际经济决策和运行。
We should intensify two-way dialogue, coordination, and mutual support between our two sides on major regional and international issues, and in the United Nations, APEC, Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, AES, Asia-Europe Summit, and ARF, ASEAN Regional Forum.With a view to jointly safeguarding the legitimate rights and interests of the developing countries and promoting their fair and equal participation in the international economic decision-making and operation without discrimination.
继续通过平等友好协商，处理彼此间存在的一些分歧和争议，寻求问题的逐步解决。有些分歧一时解决不了，可以暂时搁置，求同存异。而不要因此影响双方睦邻互信伙伴关系的建立和发展。
We should continue our efforts in handling the existing differences or disputes through friendly consultations on an equal footing and seek a progressive solution to the problems. Those differences that cannot be solved for the time being may be shelved temporarily in the spirit of seeking common ground, while putting aside differences.So that they will not stand in the way of the establishment and development of the good neighborly partnership of mutual trust between the two sides.
中国始终不渝地奉行独立自主的和平外交政策。中国对外政策的最高宗旨是和平。中国是世界上最大的发展中国家，社会生产力水平总的还比较低，还要经过几十年的艰苦奋斗才能实现现代化，需要有长期的和平国际环境，尤其是睦邻友好环境。今后中国发达起来了，仍将继续坚持和平共处五项原则，与世界各国相互尊重、平等相待、友好相处，绝不称霸。中国永远是维护世界和地区和平与稳定的坚定力量。
China pursues unswervingly an independent foreign policy of peace, taking peace as the ultimate goal. As the largest developing country in the world, with a relatively low level of productive forces on the whole,China needs a long-term peaceful international environment and a good neighborly environment in particular to realize its modernization program through decades of arduous struggles. Even when China is developed, it will continue to adhere to the five principles of peaceful coexistence, live with other countries in amity in the spirit of mutual respect and treating others as equals, and never seek hegemony. China will always be a staunch force in maintaining regional and global peace and stability.